Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotions sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of September in the year 2020. My name is Reverend Marie Roach Hepburn. I am the curate at the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your promise. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts, for as you always confound the proud who confide in their own strength, so never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Today's devotion is a reflection on Psalm 47, the psalm appointed for the Eucharist for today. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with a sound of trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Psalm 47, verse 1 and verses 6 and 7. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For our God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Sing praises unto God, sing praises. When we think of all that God has done in our lives, my God, we should just want to clap our hands and sing praises unto Him. This year has been such a struggle for so many. In the northern Bahamas, we were hit by a devastating Category 5 hurricane. And just when we were starting to get back on our feet, COVID-19 came on the world scene and put everything into a tailspin. We may have had family members and friends diagnosed with cancer or some other illness. We ourselves may have suffered some great loss or personal tragedy. Some have not seen their loved ones in over 7 months. The employment rate all around the world has been unprecedented. Things became dire. And so many have lost so much. Sadly, some have even lost their hope. But my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded in the psalm today that we serve a great God. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great King over all the earth. To those who believe in the Most High God, the confidence that the truths of this psalm, the promises of God, the truth that His word will be fulfilled, brings comfort and encouragement during distressing times. The scope of this psalm is to stir us up to praise God, to stir up all people to do so with exuberance. Brothers and sisters, when it seems as though the enemy is trying to dampen your spirit, when you feel as though you are in a cloud of depression and oppression, when there seems to be no way out, there's only one thing to do, and that is to praise our God. Sing praises unto God, sing praises. Remember Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, verses 24 through 26? They were thrown into the innermost cell, and their feet were fastened in stocks. And what did they do? Late in the midnight hour, they were singing hymns to God, not quietly, softly, and sweetly, but with such exuberance that they kept all of the other prisoners awake, listening to them. And suddenly God turned their situation around. He worked in their favor. Everyone's, not just Paul and Silas, but everyone's chains fell off and they were freed. Our God is king and reigns alone with absolute power, a king over all the earth. Everything is subject to him. So we need not fear anything that the enemy tries to throw at us, not the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday, or COVID-19, or cancer, or unemployment. Nothing in this world. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. We usually clap our hands and shout when we experience a great performance. When the Jewish people clapped their hands and shouted, it was to the Lord in response to his marvelous works. Take a look around you. Look at the roof over your head. Look at the food in your cupboard. Look at your child's smiling face. Look at how God made a way where there seemed to be no way. Start counting your blessings. Name them one by one. See what God has done for you in spite of your present circumstances. And brothers and sisters, start clapping your hands. Clap your hands for the marvelous works that God has done for you. When we place our eyes upon God and all his marvelous works, the things, the pain, the stresses of this present life will grow dim in the light of his glory and grace. The devil thought he had you. He thought you would give up. He thought your life was over. But God will turn your mourning into dancing. He will turn your sorrows into joy. God turned it around for Paul and Silas. He will turn it around for you. What the devil meant for bad, God will turn it into good. You have his word on that. So my friends, remember the words of Psalm 47, verse 8. Our God is king over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. God has not forgotten us. God has not forsaken us. He still reigns over all the earth. Remember also his words written by his servant Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. End quote. Praise your way out, my brother. Dance your way out, my sister. Shout your way out, you people of God. God has our backs. Sing praises unto God, sing praises. I leave you with the words found in Sirach, chapter 43, verses 28 through 30. And it reads, where can we find the strength to praise him? For he is greater than all his works. Awesome is the Lord, and very great and marvelous in his power. Glorify the Lord and exalt him as much as you can, for he surpasses even that. When you exalt him, summon all your strength and do not grow weary, for you cannot praise him enough. End quote. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to God with songs of joy. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Let us pray. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly more, far more, than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's devotion. I pray that you were encouraged. And we ask that you share this devotion with family, friends, colleagues, and all those who you feel are in need from a word from the Lord. Please tune in each day, and may God richly bless you. Amen. Praise.